Carolina won't win the national championship this season, but Saturday night's celebrations sure made it seem like the Tar Heels had won something bigger than a regular season game. Immediately after Duke's two-point pass sailed out the back of the end zone, players and students flooded the Keenan Stadium turf to celebrate. ACC Network somehow found UNC head coach Mac Brown amid the chaos, and the Hall of Famer had to fight back tears during his on-field interview.
You want your kids to feel good about themselves, and these kids did all that tonight. And this win will do so much for us.
Brown was more composed during his post-game press conference, but did own up to being a more emotional person than he lets on. He described the locker room atmosphere as a jubilant one, and said he told the team to take lessons from Saturday with them for the rest of their lives.
To see them in that locker room, that's why you coach. You coach because you want the kids to feel great about themselves. And I told them, this is something they can use as a father when they're having struggles in their family. They're having trouble with their kids. They're having wife troubles. They're somebody's sick. And it looks really bad. And they can step up. And this shows them you can do something when it looks like you can't.
What is the familial equivalent of being down 3 with 41 seconds left and 2 timeouts? Who's to say? Linebacker Cedric Gray was one of the many Tar Heels celebrating their senior night on Saturday, and unlike some of those players, Gray has confirmed this will be his last season in Chapel Hill. Brown has lauded Gray for the better part of 2 seasons as being the heartbeat of the team and a true leader. Gray told reporters he immediately sprinted toward the victory bell on the other side of the field after the final play, and so wasn't around to see or hear Brown's teary interview. But Gray also said he wasn't surprised to learn his head coach let it all out on national TV.
You know, I think emotions were everywhere. You know, I think everybody was very emotional. But speaking to Mac, you know, I think one of his biggest things and one of his biggest prides in taking and sending the seniors off right. And we were able to accomplish that, you know, tonight in a pretty crazy fashion. But I'm just extremely happy. I couldn't ask for a better ending in Keenan Stadium than the way it ended today.
Speaking of endings, it's assumed among Carolina circles Saturday was the final home game for quarterback Drake May. May is only a redshirt sophomore, but as this is his third college season, he is eligible to enter the NFL draft this spring. Some boards have May as the projected number one overall pick. Before Saturday's game, May deferred any questions about his future, and he didn't participate in Carolina's Senior Day ceremonies before kickoff. But asked afterward how he would feel if this was indeed his final UNC home game, May certainly sounded like someone saying his goodbyes.
Yeah, just a fairy tale ending, and I'm glad it ended this way. Would have been heartbroken if it went the other way. And like you said, no better way. You know, against a rival with the fans storming the field, with the senior night, a lot of emotions and. Just glad, you know, I think this is why I came here, you know, Carolina for playing these big time games and try to do my best to, you know, help us win and just a dream come true playing quarterback here.
Seems like May is more likely to be in Chicago or Foxborough next fall than Chapel Hill. He ended the night with 3 total touchdowns and 342 passing yards in his likely home swan song and is now 2-0 against Duke as a starter. So, the victory bell stays at UNC for another season, even if the winning quarterback doesn't. And while May, Gray, and others are moving on to greener and richer pastures, the memory of Saturday night's twists and turns will always be lingering around the Keenan Stadium confines. It was, as the kids say, a great day to be a Tar Heel. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.